And I have dentist Dr. Dana Coulson in studio with me. And years ago, I went to a wellness show at the convention center. And just before I'd gone, I was asked for a headshot. So I went to a photographer. And the photographer took a number of pictures. And I went to see my mom. May she rest in peace. And I said, Mom, which one do you think I should use as the headshot? And she says, well, you should find out from the photographer which is your good side. She says, I know this is my good side. And when I do a picture, I do it this way. And she really posed for pictures too, anytime I said there's a camera. And I never thought about good sides and backs, bad sides. So I went back to the photographer and I said, if you were looking at my face and you wanted to pick one of these pictures, which one would you say is the showing off the best side of my face? Is there such a thing? And he says, yes, there is. And in your instance, because you have a little gap in your teeth, the right side is not your best side, your left side is. Then I met dentist Dr. Dana Coulson at this show and she said, well, you could have both sides as good sides. All we have to do is put a little thing here on your tooth and I can show you at the show. And if you decide you want to do it, we could add it. And if it comes off, it isn't going to ruin your teeth because we're not filing it. Anyway, I went home with this little thing figuring it would stay in and I showed my husband. He says, yeah, go for it. It looks great. So Dana did it and there's no looking back. I now have what the photographer would call both sides as good sides. I don't have to be preferential. When you ask me to smile to the camera, I can be comfortable. And that's my true story of how dentist Dr. Dana Coulson became the dentist of my family, not just me, and really works on my smile. She's made my smile my best accessory, and I believe that it's a personal journey. Everybody has their story. Everybody wants to share their smile and what they have in their heart with others, and it's something that makes you feel good, but it's what other people respond to that make it important. So dentist Dr. Dana Coulson week to week gives us little true stories so we can have some insight, know that we're sharing something with others. Today, I thought we would make it an encyclopedia session where we can go through some of the things that are in modern dentistry that would affect your visit to the dentist. So if you're one of those people who cringe in the chair when you know the dentist appointment is coming up, maybe sit back and take this in because it might change how you approach your next visit to your dentist. So good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So you always are talking about smiles, and you just shared a photograph from Peterborough. Maybe yeah. You could just talk about smiles in general for us.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we have to share what the picture was all about. So my parents are elderly, and they still live in their own home, thankfully, to all the great things and availability of services that your living center helps people stay in their own home for, which I know you're going to be speaking about later. However, we're driving down the street because my father needed to get some ink for his printer. And on the street, a major thoroughway in Peterborough, there's a sign that says, serving up smiles since 1950. And this sign is like 50 feet wide and about 3 feet high. And then there's a logo that says Minute Maid. So, you know, you think that smiles is what the dentists talk about, but smiles pervades our whole world. Minute Maid has serving up smiles bigger than their logo, Minute Maid. And so what does that tell you? It tells you that the world understands how important it is to feel happy. And if we can feel happy, we can have an extension of our life. If we have extension of our life, we're going to have more joy. We're going to have less illness because we release endorphins when we smile. And so my goal is to make sure that people can feel comfortable that they can have a smile until they're 120, they can have their own teeth, and that they don't have to worry about losing them. It's our best anti-aging part of our body, and it allows us to eat and chew our food, to communicate with the world, and make us feel good within ourselves.
Well, week to week and over the years, you've come to the show and said, you know, Marilyn, I've discovered this wonderful thing. We can look and now find in your mouth precancerous cells, and we dealt with oral cancer. And when it came to cleaning my teeth, Margaret said, you know, I spoke to Dana. I read about this wonderful product that lets me clean your teeth with baking soda instead of chemicals, right. And it entered your practice. So when people ask me why dentist Dr. Dana Coulson is my dentist, what I say is that though she She's been in practice for over 25 years, and she has a team of experts. What defines her is that she isn't the dentist that opened her office the day she graduated dental school with that same equipment and the same chair and built a clientele or a following. Every single day, Dana learns something, and if there's something new that makes a difference to the practice, she invests in that equipment, she invests in that team member, sends them off to school, invests in her own education, so that what we're going to talk about today is not housed in every dental office. So, Dana, first things first, just because people sometimes talk about X-rays and they're petrified and they figure every time they go to the dentist they're going to be X-rayed. And I know we've talked it up many times, so maybe briefly just talk about what the difference is with X-ray and what you offer.
Right. So a lot of my patients will say, oh, I don't want X-rays, and you know, they worry about it, and that's a good reason to worry about. But for everything, for every pro, there's a con. And so we have invested, and it is, you know, much more commonplace now, which is great, but we've had this in place for the past 15 years, is digital radiography, which means it's 90% less radiography or x-rays that come into your system. And four of them are equal to half a day of sunshine. And when people say, I don't really want it, I say to them, you know what, it's about, if I was to drive a car without side view mirrors, I wouldn't be able to see everything. And you're asking me to look and to give you a diagnosis and the comfort of knowing everything's okay, but I don't know unless I have that information around me so that I can make sure that I can give you that comfort that we're not going to run into trouble. We're not going to run into thousands of dollars of dental work. We can do it for a very little bit, and or we can give the affirmation that everything is on track. So it's very, very important. And that's why we create the technology, so that we can have all the good information in place to give you your very best smile and the confidence that everything is solid.
And digital radiography takes me to digital scanning. And
right.
I just had, I'm not even sure, a filling put into a very far back wisdom tooth. I have all my wisdom teeth, thanks to you, help me save them. But anyway, I experienced that. Maybe you could talk about it, because to me it reminded me of Star Trek, and I thought it was definitely the space age.
Okay, so for me, it's always about, I always had a fear of going to the dentist, and it was always a scary thing. It was something I didn't like, and I was always worried that I would have to be a victim in the chair. So it has always driven me, Marilyn, to get better, higher image, better quality, less invasive. And for myself personally, I'm a gager, so I don't like things in my mouth. And the ooey-gooey gunk that goes in to create the molds is very difficult for me. But the digital scanner is a conglomerate of a lot of little pictures that goes in and makes a whole mold of your teeth visually. And digitally, so that it is made in the cloud and it comes back and you actually have a true 3D representation of what the photos are that we took in your mouth. And it allows us more accuracy and faster service to be able to give to our clients as well. So I love the fact that we can take what technology is on the outside, bring it inside, and create a less invasive, minimally invasive, and kinder way of doing dentistry.
And I loved it because you just, the camera said move to the left and snapped a picture, and then it went off to the person and they made the filling.
Yeah.
And I just came in and it just snapped in and it was done. And I didn't have that gook and the plaster to take home and the molds and the case to take home. So it was wonderful. So it's something you couldn't have offered 10 years ago.
That's correct.
And in your practice, if there was something else you were going to point out that you couldn't have done, let's say 5 or 10 years ago, what would that be?
Oh, good. Well, there's so many different things. That's what keeps me excited. And I hope you can hear my passion in my voice, because every day is a new day. I'm not tired of dentistry. I absolutely love it. And it just, I feel like I get to go to work with friends, and the friends are my team and the people who come to see me. And we have a lot of long-term relationships, and we really encourage new patients to come in, because that's how I grow and develop. One of the things that I created last year was a new kind of bite plate that I'm very excited about. And it hinges on the last story I told you about my fear of dentistry and having things in my mouth. So I created this new bite plate that actually doesn't go into the inside of your mouth as far as where your tongue sits. It goes between your teeth and your lips and your cheeks, and it keeps the teeth apart and doesn't create the stress. So I just want to share a quick story with you. Last week, I had one of my patients send me an email, and he said, I'm shaving and I feel this numbness on my cheek, and I'm just wondering if this has anything to do with the work that we're in the process of doing right now. And I said, no, that's not normal. You've got to go see your doctor, get an MRI, find out what the neuralgia is about. However, he was in anyways, and I checked, and what I saw was that his muscle was very tight. And I said, you know, we've got to let go of that muscle tension. And that's why bite plates are great, because if we tense our muscles, we create a lot of discomfort. And if we have a lot of discomfort, then it radiates through our body. And that's why I'm so passionate about the mouth. It isn't just the visual display of teeth and our happy smile, but how our body interprets tension and relaxation. And the complexity of the nerves in the mouth and face is just so amplified compared to the rest of the body. But the body talks to itself. So we showed him muscles, exercises, and I'm going to design a specialized bite plate just to take the pressure off so that he can have better quality sleeps. And hopefully it can maybe help some of that neuralgia and the pinching in of the nerve.
So you said you developed. So you're an inventor as well as an author.
It's a
modification. That's very nice to know. I so far haven't needed that. But we talked also, if we're talking about bite plates and biting and clenching, what about sleep apnea? I just met somebody who said it's very common in men and women who are postmenopausal. So can you address that in your practice?
Absolutely. So when we start making our bite plates, one of the questions I ask is, do you snore? Because it's very important that we address that when you do sleep, you have good quality sleeps. And so very few people understand the importance of quality of sleep. It isn't just to go to sleep. That's when our body revitalizes. And we've been talking about this for a long time, Marilyn, but oh my goodness, if our mouth is well-developed, we have a better chance of better airway. We have to make sure that we have good nasal flow. We have to make sure that our jaw sits properly. We have to make sure that the muscles are relaxed. There's a lot of components and ingredients. Now, dentists can't cure snoring. However, we can enhance our sense of wellness and the quality of our sleep. And so for that reason, we look at not only just your teeth, but I look at your body in the sense of, what is the quality of your sleep? And we have a very simple questionnaire that we give out to our patients to fill out in about 2 minutes. We have a sense, is your sleep a problem or does it enhance your wellness? And then we build our bite plates or perhaps sleep appliances in such a way to enhance that you have good airway, that you will not snore as much, and that you have a quality of life and keep your teeth intact. And I just need to talk about this because when I make bite plates, I say to my patients, you have to love your bite plate. Your bite plate has to be your best friend. It has to be always available for you, because if you do, I promise you, you're going to keep money in your pocket. You're not going to come to me. You're going to be able to have money for other things, and I'm going to be able to sustain and maintain your teeth for a lifetime.
Well, that's a promise. And I just heard that the man who's going to live, or the person who's going to live 1,000 years, is alive today.
Ah.
So dentistry is going to have a challenge. It'd be nice to be able to keep your teeth for 1,000 years.
We've got a plan for the future.
Anyway, with your permission.